This is Twit.
He is our favorite home theater guru, Scott Wilkinson, home theater geek, contributor at TechHive.com, and a regular weekly visitor to our show. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Leo. Always happy to be here.
Great to see you. What's up in the home theater world?
Oh, well, I wanted to hip you to a new article that I just posted last week on Projector Central. TechHive is my main home, but I also write elsewhere, and Projector Central is one of them.
Okay. What'd you write about?
So I wrote about HDR, high dynamic range, on projectors. Now, projectors on a flat panel TV like an OLED or an LCD, high dynamic range is pretty easy because they can get very bright and they can get really dark.
Right.
So the difference between them is great, and so you have high dynamic range.
Right.
On a projector, it's much more difficult because they don't get that bright.
We actually were talking about this on the show last week about projectors. There are not many 4K projectors, and I didn't even know there were any.
Actually, there are quite a few.
But they're expensive 4K. Now, right?
Well, no.
No?
And in terms of 4K projectors, Texas Instruments, a lot of...
So they now have a 4K DLP out there? Is that
Sort of. This is very interesting, actually.
I'm sorry. I distracted you. Go ahead.
It's a DLP chip.
Yeah.
And it basically reproduces a quarter of a 4K display at a time. And it zooms around. And basically, it's interleaved in a sense. It displays this quarter quadrant, and then this quadrant, and then this quadrant.
That's kind of what quadrant. I was saying. It's 4K.
It's what we call 4K. Yeah, yes, exactly right.
Now, HDR, I didn't even realize that we're even close, because as you point out, projectors just are not as bright as direct view monitors.
Not by any means. They, you know, you're lucky if you can get 100 nits off of a screen from a projector. LCD TVs are easily 1,000 nits,
right.
So 10 times as bright.
Right.
OLEDs are getting there to roughly that same level as well these days. So projectors are a tenth of that brightness.
Well, what do we do, Scott? What will we do?
What do we do? Well, that's what this article is all about. It's about optimizing your projector for HDR, because a lot of projectors now do offer the ability to accept an HDR signal.
Yes.
And when they accept the HDR signal, what do they do with it? Because the HDR signal, the HDR content was mastered at Sony or Disney or one of the studios at 1,000 nits or 2,000 nits or even 4,000 nits. And so what do you do?
Nits are a measure of brightness, I should.
Measure of brightness, yes. Thank you. And so what do you do when your display can only do 100 nits? Well, you have to make some decisions about how you're going to roll off the bright end of the spectrum, because you're going to have to roll it off pretty severely. You're going to have to limit it because it can't get anywhere near 1,000 nits.
Yeah.
So you either roll it off so that the bright parts still have detail in them, but then when you look at the most of the image, which is not near that top end, it's going to look very dim. Or you can set it so that your dim parts look good, but then your bright parts get what's called clipped, and they look very flat and not very interesting. Now,
so is this now going to be faux HDR, just like it's 4K?
You know, I had never thought of that one before, but it's actually a good way to look at it.
It's simulating it.
It's sort of simulating HDR.
But what does it look like to your eye? Does it really look like there's some?
Well, it depends on how you optimize the projector. And in this article, I go into not only optimizing the projector itself, but the room that you're in.
The darker the room, the better, right?
Correct. Correct. Absolutely.
Because really, HDR is the difference between the darkest and the brightest. So.
Correct. And so the darker the room, that's like having, in audio, it's like having a very low noise floor, right?
Yeah.
So the lower the noise floor, the more dynamic range you have in audio. The darker the room, the more dynamic range you have in video. So you optimize your room. You optimize your screen. You have to think about what kind of screen you're going to get. And then you need to think about optimizing the user controls. And finally, the last step is calling in a calibrator and having them do the calibration. And I actually, this article is basically an interview with three different very highly regarded calibrators, one in California, one in Seattle, and one in New York. And they talk about the fact that this is not easy. HDR on a projector is very, very difficult. So, for example, what most of them recommend that when you're calibrating the projector, when you calibrate for SDR, standard dynamic range, you set the peak level, the peak brightness level to about 50 nits. And then the HDR can go up to 100 nits. And that gives you a greater sense of pop, of you can see the difference.
It's not going to hurt your eyes, but at least at least you'll see a difference. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So there are many things you can do to optimize. But you're right; it is kind of faux HDR. It's not real HDR in that, as I said before, the content was created with a peak brightness of like 1,000 nits or more. You're familiar with the movie The Meg? Was a recent movie that.
See, this is the thing I enjoy about you, and people like you. You look at a movie not for whether it's a good movie, The Meg, not a A-list film, but you're looking at it for its technical merits.
Technical, yes. And in that way, I'm a videophile, like audiophiles. And I was just talking about this the other day. That audiophiles very often will this piece of music is great for
dynamic range. Yeah, because it's got cannons or bells.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But is it a good piece of music?
No,
well,
it's a terrible song. So the Meg, does the Meg have a lot of HDR footage in it?
It was mastered at 4,000 nits.
Wow.
It was mastered.
It's about a giant shark underwater.
It's about a giant shark.
Yeah.
And I will tell you as an aside, I'm actually on the soundtrack of that movie.
You play the what do you play? The whale sounds? What do you?
I play the conch shell trumpet. You've seen pictures of the South Sea Islanders blowing the conch shell trumpet. Yeah. Well, I'm a conch shell trumpet specialist.
Somebody's got to do it. It's like a shofar. If you could play a ram's horn, you could play a conch.
Or a vuvuzela. Exactly.
Yes. It's just blowing air through a thing.
That's right. So I'm listed in the union as playing conch shell trumpet.
Wow.
So I got a call from the composer saying, I need conch shell trumpet on my soundtrack, on my score for The Meg. So I'm actually there.
I now want to watch The Meg. But the reason people got projection screens, the reason I have a projector, I have one of those Hisense short throws,
right,
is because of the size of the screen. It's over 100.
Right.
It's 100 inches.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so that's great for a big living room. A lot of people can see it or
right.
a
but
home theater.
But if you're in a big living room with a lot of lights on and you're having a party, you're not going to see HDR anyway. You're not going to see the value of it. You really need a dark room. You need the right screen, and you need to optimize the controls in the projector to get the best possible HDR image you can get. It's not going to be as good as a flat panel.
If you went out and got a Runco $30,000 laser projector, would it be able to, with the kinds they use in movie theaters, would it be HDR?
Nope.
No?
Well, yes, it would be HDR, but a Dolby Cinema projector achieves 108 nits on the screen.
Still not that bright. That's why your movie theater is dark.
That's right.
And it hurts when they turn on the lights.
No.
Scott Wilkinson catches an article at projectorcentral.com. Very interesting. Very interesting.
You know, I had never thought about calling it faux HDR before, but
kind of is.
That kind of is.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Exactly
I didn't
right.
get a projector because I wanted the best picture. If I want the best picture, I go in the bedroom and watch the LG OLED.
Yeah.
And it's a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
But honestly, so we're watching Yellowstone, great TV show. It's it probably isn't in HDR, but let's see what it is. Something
Might
anyway.
Be.
Something it's in HDR. Lots of HDR shows these days. 4K
yeah,
HDR.
There are.
So
yeah.
Yes, I can see the difference, but honestly, sometimes it's we want to watch in the living room because it's a big screen. It's more of a movie theater experience. So
exactly
I don't
exactly right.
And
exactly
it's interesting.
Right.
Movie theaters aren't that bright either.
That's right. Even Dolby Cinema. I mean, a normal, a conventional movie theater, you're talking about, I think, 48 nits.
That's amazing.
Is the
so this
brightness?
Guy called me and said, "How you know how bright can a projector go?" And I said, "Well, you don't have to. That's the wrong question, really. You're not. That's you know. So that's he was saying
it depends on a lot of factors.
Yeah, yeah.
Including
depends
the
on the screen. Yeah,
the size of the
how
screen.
How much the
screen's and the,
reflecting
and, the type
and
of
how far away from the screen and. Et cetera, et cetera.
Size of the screen.
And projectors
yeah, exactly.
just aren't as bright as direct view.
Not nearly.
No.
Even a laser projector.
Laser's better, though, right?
I
did say get the laser. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Now, going back to your question or your comment about 4K, JVC and Sony both offer native 4K
so
images.
So they're starting to come out now. That's good.
Oh, yeah. They've been out for, Sony's been out for quite a number of years.
Oh, okay.
And JVC is now starting to do that as well. So there are native 4K. But these DLP 4K are actually pretty good because, you know, your eye, our human vision system isn't that fast.
You're far away because it's such a big screen.
Right. And
it's
these
fine.
And it's going so quickly that it all fuses together into a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, DLP has... traditionally has very poor black levels, very high black levels. So it's not a deep, rich black, which is you really want that.
That's JVC the biggest difference.
JVC is the king of black levels.
Yeah. I almost said, really, it's not HDR. It's not 4K. It's just the difference between a direct view screen and a projector is just,
correct.
You know, that's noticeable. And again,
no, seriously noticeable.
Yeah. And again, I don't mind. I'm fine.
Right. Because the advantage, as you say, is so important of a 100-inch screen or more. You know, you try to buy a 100-inch flat panel, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Although that's going to change, too, with micro-LED and so forth.
I think
we're going to be able to
mm-hmm.
get pretty big. I figured, in fact, I told Lisa that. I said, we're going to keep the Hisense until a reasonably priced micro-LED comes out. And then we'll, when we can get a 100-inch micro-LED will for something we can afford, then we'll replace it. And that might be – it might only be 5 years out. It might not be
it
that
might.
Long.
It might. Five years. I just saw an article just the other day about micro-LED kind of ramping up in scale.
Yeah. Yeah.